This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning or good afternoon, good evening, wherever you might be in your day while you are listening to this podcast. I wanted to read this Bible verse. I asked our producer, Ethan, to send me a Bible verse that I could talk about that could guide me in this message to you as you were listening to this today. And he sent me Philippians 3:8. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ. And, you know, in a quick first glance, I think about the word that pops out of here. I'm a super competitive person. I like to win. I put in, if I have agreed to compete, and if that might be something in a sporting event where it's an actual physical competition, it might be where I'm coaching, it might be something a little more internal where I'm trying to compete against a goal that I have, or maybe internally I'm trying to push myself to succeed based on those around me at a particular task at work, at in my personal life, whatever it might be. I am a competitive person. Are you competitive? Do you find yourself constantly measuring success based on your goals with yourself or with others? Boy, I feel like when I see the word in Philippians 3 here, where I see suffered the loss, I quickly start thinking about that. And then I take a step back and I go, boy, is that not shallow? I think I've been coaching for maybe a dozen years or so in total. I've coached, I've officiated sports, and I've played sports, you know, back in the day when I wasn't an old lady. I'm 40. Winning and losing was very important to me, and being able to prepare myself in a way that puts me in a position to win, that's always part of the game. And something that I have learned more recently, I would say in the last, what year is it? 2024, probably 7 years or so, is the preparation over the final result and how we are in a position to prepare ourselves for that competition and the value we can take in that preparation. But then when I reflect on Bible verses like this one, where it says, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish. And then the end of that, in order that I may gain Christ. And when I reflect upon that, everything leading up into the last part of that passage, in order that I may gain Christ, is a reminder that everything that I'm enduring right now, competition that I have, you know, in work. I host a radio show and I'm always trying to be the best that I can be. I've learned in this industry that it's good when you have a lot of people competing doing the same thing because I believe in what I'm doing. And I think that the more people getting the message out there, the better. It's hard not to be competitive about that. But it's also important to understand that I come to the table, I come to the microphone with my certain set of skills. And this was something that it's no surprise that I'm a conservative talk show radio host if you're on this podcast. But I started my career out in middays up against Rush Limbaugh, the very best, the king of conservative talk radio, the person who forged the entire industry that I'm in right now and established it and paved the way for people like me to come in. That was who was on opposite me when I first started doing full-time middays. And what I quickly realized is that I would never, ever, ever win if I was trying to do what Rush was doing, because I couldn't do it as well as he did. And it would not be fruitful for me to constantly try to measure up to something I could never achieve, at least here in this earthly role of my career of being a broadcaster. But then what I also realized was that Rush Limbaugh couldn't be a woman in her 30s raising children at home in the Midwest. He also couldn't do what I did. Now, my footprint will never be as big as his. And you know, I grew up listening to him and respect him so much. And it was such an honor for people to say to me, I listen to you after I get done listening to Rush. And I knew that that was the natural order of things. But that really showed me that in competition on the radio, that I couldn't measure myself up against other people. I had to measure myself up against myself. How well can I do? How good can I be? And the other thing that I've really quickly realized is that I never really feel like I'm good enough. I never really feel like I can prepare enough. I never really feel like I've studied enough, because in my line of work, every day there's a whole brand new news cycle. It's like breaking news, bombshell reports every single day. And I got to constantly catch up. And there are days when I'm not great. And on my own, I'm never really good enough. There is a gaping hole of something missing all the time in anything I do, whether it's my job behind a microphone or my job as a parent of my four children or my job as a wife, my job as a coach for middle school sports teams. I am perpetually falling short. That's a frustrating place to be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think that anybody, regardless if you have faith or if you don't have faith, everybody finds themselves feeling inadequate. Perpetually inadequate. And it's not a comfortable place to be. And that absence, that hole where you always feel like, gosh, I'm doing everything I can and it just doesn't seem to be good enough. I think that hole there, like when you acknowledge that hole, when you notice that hole, there's a reason for that. And it's because we really can't ever be good enough. We really can't ever put in enough work to be perfect. We can't really ever work so hard that we're guaranteed the win. And so we get very familiar with what loss feels like. And then as lifetime passes, we begin to experience other losses, losses of jobs, losses of relationships, losses of loved ones. And the pain of that is not something that you can mend on your own. You just can't. And so you can kind of be left in a place of perpetual despair, where the part of your life that seems unquenchable, that can kind of begin to seem like a bigger part of your life and a bigger part of your life and a bigger part of your life. And I want to encourage you, when that starts to happen, if you're a person of faith, and especially if you're not a person of faith, I want you to consider what that gap is, what that hole is, and if your priorities in your life, if your focus in life is the way it should be. Because when this happens to me, I got to readjust my priorities very quickly. Everything in life comes after the understanding that we have Christ, that the actual win in life has been won for us, that Christ has won the ultimate battle against evil, evil that still figures out a way to try to manifest it in our daily lives, certainly in the news, as we have seen this week once again, in big, big, big ways, but also very dangerously in little, consistent, small ways. Doubts that are put into your brain, challenges that you face, questions that you have about what comes next. The answer is Christ. And when you look at everything that you have, if you look at the pile of sufferings that you've experienced or are in the middle of going through, if you look at the things that you've tried so hard and the loss is so much more burdensome because you feel like you did what you could, when you have a victory in Christ, all of the rest of it kind of falls in line. And if you have the joy of Christ, if the Spirit gives you that joy, which is really, in my mind, is really manifested in peace and understanding that this is the way life goes in a broken, sinful society. This is the way that it is when we aren't made perfect, that we will know perfection in Christ one day, because he loves us and he loves you. And it's an incredibly refreshing thing to know that all of that burden, all of that emptiness that we feel, the failure that we feel when we've really messed up, all of the suffering we feel when we've lost something that's really important to us, God knows that that is happening. God is with you while you get through all of what is happening. And he loves you. And since you have Christ, you have that victory.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.